Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I would have to say what we have here is a banquet for today's reading. This is the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's pregnant with Jesus. Just think even of that. She's pregnant with Jesus. And she goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is pregnant already with John the Baptist. This is a real coalition of saints. And the prophet Zephaniah says to us, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, 'Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst. A mighty Savior, he will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals.'" You know, as we seek to follow the Lord touches our lives too, and he draws us closer to him. And that's what we want to ask God to do with us. Draw me closer to you. Let me put away the things that obstruct my knowing you. This is for men and women. Open your heart. Because if you've been baptized, Jesus lives within you. And you want him to be honored. Not that you have to go around teaching, but by your life, by your manner, by your work. That's what we want. That's what God wants of us. This is what happened now to Mary and to her cousin. And there's an optional reading for today that I want to read to you because it's good as well. This is from Romans 12:9-16. This is optional, but I want to share it with you. Brothers and sisters, let love be sincere. This is for us. Be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. And if you feel like you have an enemy among you, take that person, man or woman, to Jesus. You don't have to go around trying to stay as separate from her as you can. Bring it to Jesus and ask Jesus what he would want you to do. Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Endure in affliction, as we've been doing this whole last year and more. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones. Exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. That simply means do good things, even if people have hurt you. Let your deeds for them be good. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. I wanted to read that because we've lived through some very difficult times this past year. And our tempers are short. Our fear might be very great. We're impatient. We're upset. We're tired. We're weary. Go to the Lord. Just go to him and say, "Lord, help me to be sincere in what I say, to hate what is evil, to hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Do not grow slack in zeal." We're worked almost to the point of being absolutely dead, as some days we feel like. But be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Even if it's saying to the Lord, "Lord, please Help me even in my that I'm bedridden, or help that I'm confined in my home. Help me, Lord, by my prayer to really serve you today. Brothers and sisters, God loves you. And just because we're in great difficulty doesn't mean we forget about God and give in to anger and frustration. Come to him. Your God is right here. He knows. He wants to come to us. He will come to you in different ways. I don't mean you're going to have an apparition, but something good will happen. But turn your heart to him and wait, even if it's a year from now. He will do something for you because he loves you. Responsorial Psalm says, among you is the great and the holy one of Israel. He is the great one, he's the holy one, and he's among us. Think of that. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. He's not up there in that heaven that we can't see. He's right here. He's right here beside us. Think about that. Among you is the great and the holy one of Israel. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy, you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations, make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. God is right here. If you're in your house, if you're out on the street, if you're at work, if you're at an office going somewhere, wherever you are, wherever, God is with you. If you're a mother at home trying to get the place straightened out, everybody else has gone to school or whatever the case may be, please, he's right there with you. Trust him. Trust him. God will bless you abundantly. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56, Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant in her womb leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting," listen to this, "for at the moment of the sound of your greeting touched my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Brothers and sisters, rely on the Lord. Look to him. Pray to him. Seek him daily. Welcome him into your heart. Welcome him into your house. Welcome him into your relationships. In every way, turn to the Lord and ask that those people may be blessed. God will hear your prayer. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, the rich he has sent away empty. If you're looking at your goods as being your satisfaction, you're missing the most important thing of all. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. So Mary remained with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home. Being with her cousin must have been a very warm and affectionate relationship and a love for one another and care for one another in their pregnancies. My goodness, it's John the Baptist and Jesus. What higher calling could most of us ever be called to? Please, brothers and sisters, love his mother. Love his mother. As you love his mother, you will love his son. And loving his son will help you to love his mother even more. We just ask God to help each of us, because we've been going, although we've been shut down a good bit. Let's make this whole shutdown of this year be a time where we say, who is first in my life? I know that for a month here or a month there, different things can happen. Someone is sick in your home, someone is crippled. God understands that. You can still say, Lord, I don't have time, but I do love you. But that's not an excuse. That's if you genuinely don't have time. God will always hear you. But please, please carve out, as I've said to you before, but please carve out a time each day that belongs to God and you alone. Work at that. Find it. God will give it to you. Just ask. Believe me, brothers and sisters, this has been a hard time, but who knows whether the time from here will get better or worse. What are we ready for? We can't just say, oh, the pandemic's over, we're getting better, we are, but that doesn't mean something else can't come back on us again. Somehow I feel in my own heart that, God, don't take this as any prophetic word, but somehow I feel in my own heart, and I thought it the first day the pandemic was announced, I thought that God is trying to bring us to himself, no matter what it costs us. Please, brothers and sisters, take advantage. Realize that this pandemic could well be allowed, well, it would have to be allowed by God, to bring us to safety in his arms, in his heart, forever. That's what we want. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.